Hello, and thanks for listening today. I'm Ann Cosgrove, Editor-in-Chief of Facility Executive Magazine. And for this Solutions 2020 feature, I'm speaking with Jason Kranz. He's President and Chief Technology Officer of Building Reports. And today we'll be talking about industry trends along with the company's offerings to the facility management market in 2020. Hi, Jason. Thanks for joining me today.
Oh, thanks for having me. I appreciate it, Ann.
Good, good. So let's just jump right into it. And if you can tell us about the company Building Reports, give us some background, please. And then what are some of the facility-related trends that your company is focusing on for the coming year?
Yeah, thanks. I appreciate it. Yeah. So Building Reports was founded over 20 years ago to create mobile inspection software for the fire, life safety, and security industries, mainly. Building Reports software is now used in over 900,000 facilities throughout the world, and they use our software to inspect and confirm that the equipment used to protect both property and people within a facility are functioning correctly. So inspectors will use a mobile phone to perform an inspection or preventative maintenance within a building, and they collect specific data about a piece of equipment. And this is more than just, manufacturer and model number. This is very equipment-specific data that they collect within the field. So, for example, you take a smoke detector. Not only do they collect all the basic information, like location, type, model number, they would also collect, in the case of a smoke detector, things like sensitivity measurements and or the function that the smoke detector has in the larger fire alarm system. And so in every piece of equipment in a building in our system has its own attributes that are specific to that equipment type. And because we collect that level of detail in the field, the data collected allows us to create very specialized reporting that we typically just do not see in other field service applications or asset management applications. And so I believe this really falls right into the trends that are happening in facilities, especially in 2020. Facility managers are looking for a much higher level of detail from the data that service companies that perform work within their facilities provide. And they want service companies that not only can perform the work in their facility, but also deliver that data that is really needed for them to make better decisions within their facility. You know, facility managers deal with justifying budgets. They manage equipment end of life within their facility. They manage equipment warranty. And frankly, they even deal with liability issues, right? And all these things become a lot easier once you have a service contractor that takes collecting and delivering information about their facility seriously. And so I think we'll see this trend grow in 2020. And I think, honestly, service companies that use a system like Building Reports will be well positioned to deliver the key information that facility managers need.
Yes. Okay. Thank you for that overview. I agree. We do certainly hear compliance being a big issue with our readers. So then let's move forward to talking about an offering that Building Reports has planned for 2020. Can you talk about a notable offering that's new to the market that you're offering for 2020 to facility managers?
Sure. Yeah, sounds good. Thanks, Ann. As I mentioned before, Building Reports has historically made solutions for the fire, life safety, and security industries. But 2020 is all about focusing on HVAC, on the HVAC and refrigeration industry. During the last 20 years, we've been used in facilities, and because we're a software as a service model, we tend to get a lot of feedback, and we take that feedback seriously. And a lot of the feedback that we've gotten in the last couple years has pertained to HVAC systems. We kept hearing from facility managers that currently use our other solutions. They wanted the same level of information they received from our existing products for the HVAC and refrigeration systems. So HVAC Scan is our newest product in our product line for 2020, and it will allow facilities to get that same level of detail and reporting and verification of work and asset management as in our other products. So we mainly see HVAC Scan being used for warm start and cold starts during the year, and although it can be used for specialized inspections or tests or checks on the system. And I give you an example of that. We had a rather large, high-value facility that in years past had sustained damage because of pipes freezing. And so they used HVAC scan this last winter to make sure they did periodic checks, temperature checks throughout the facilities, and HVAC scan allowed them to easily document their activities and then provide proof that the checks were actually being performed, right? So they wouldn't sustain any damage in that facility. So it can be used for specialized things, but we mainly see it being used for during warm and cold start activities of the HVAC system throughout the year. And the service technician can now document the equipment and the preventive maintenance activities that he's performed. Now, each piece of equipment in our system is actually barcoded. And what that allows us to do is verify that the technician was at least at the piece of equipment, right? I know that sounds strange, but you know, that level of verification is definitely something you need. So we use barcodes in our entire system, and that makes sure the guy's at least there, right? The other thing, though, we do is once that data is actually uploaded to our system, we actually look at the amount of time he spent with the piece of equipment and what activity that he was actually performing on that piece of equipment. We take that to another level in HVAC, especially, where we allow the technician to actually place where the equipment is on the field in an interactive floor plan on his mobile phone. So what that does is it's cool, you know, it provides a floor plan, but the really cool feature is now the facility manager can log into our site, go to the report for that preventative maintenance, the warm start or the cold start, and actually hit replay and actually watch virtually the technician walking through his facility. And that's pretty cool. It really adds a level of verification. Right. Now, once the cold start or warm start is done, the technician uploads his data to our servers, and we make a comprehensive report on that. And so that's, you know, very specific. And because of the data, though, that we collect in the field, if there's a report that a facility manager requires that's specialized, because we have that level of detail that we're not just a form-based solution, you know, we're actually collecting detailed data on every piece of equipment within their facility, we could basically make any specialized reporting that the facility manager may need. So that really comes in handy for the facility manager especially. And it only can happen because we do that device level or equipment level data collection. So we see HVAC scan as really kind of a comprehensive solution for documenting anything related to HVAC and refrigeration systems, and are really looking forward to seeing its success in 2020.
That's wonderful. Thank you. Thank you for that comprehensive overview. And you did address my question of how this offering HVAC scan is relevant to the work of FM leaders and how it can be expected to help them achieve their goals. And so I did have one follow-on question that I wanted to ask you about access to the data. And you had mentioned it, but I just want to clarify, you know, as a last question here. The access to the data is, and I'm thinking there's in-house inspections or there's also the service providers as well. Is it always a service provider that is coming in and doing these inspections, or do you find that it's in-house as well? And who has access to that data? Is it everyone in the ecosystem is my question.
Yeah, so it's everyone in the ecosystem, so thanks for asking. Okay. You know, our system was historically written for third-party service contractors to go perform work within the facility and then document and give that information to the facility manager. As our product grew and as our you know, we grew within the industry, we found that a lot of industry do their own inspections. They don't use a third party. Right? Or they do their own preventative maintenance and they don't use a third-party contractor. And so for those facilities, we definitely, they use the same system that the third-party service contractor uses. But either way, all parties have access to the data through the website.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Good. Well, thank you. Thank you for the overview of your company as well as for HVAC Scan in the coming year. And we appreciate it. Thank you, Jason, for your time today.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate the time. Have a good one.
You too. And for our listeners, if you'd like to find out more about Building Reports and what we've been discussing here today, you can visit the company's website, and that can be found at buildingreports.com. Thank you.